I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back for another English extravaganza. Another holiday happened in the United States this week. This past Monday was Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This holiday is usually fairly quiet since public buildings and schools are closed, although some community events may take place. The holiday marks the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He is remembered in American history for his nonviolent activism in the civil rights movement, which took place in the 1960s. He helped lead peaceful protests against racial discrimination and federal and state laws. Many of his peaceful protests were marches in big cities, including Washington, where he delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech. Surprisingly, it is believed that he made up part of that speech on the spot, and it is one of the most famous speeches in American history. His work led to the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act, which outlawed discrimination in voting, schools, the workplace, and in public places. Because of his efforts, he won the Nobel Peace Prize when he was only 35 years old. He donated all the money he received from the prize to the civil rights movement. Over the past few years, the holiday has become a day of service. People pay their respects to the memory of Dr. King by volunteering in their communities. For example, President Obama often served lunch at soup kitchens in Washington on the holiday. Although it is an American holiday, the day is also celebrated in a few other parts of the world, including Toronto, Canada, and Hiroshima here in Japan. These days especially, I think it is important to remember and promote Dr. King's message of peace and humanity. That's all for this time. I'll see you next week.
We shall overcome one day. We shall overcome.